I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:45 Tuesday morning. Let's get her done. How's the move in? Are y'all unpacked? All the pictures hung? All set?
No, dude. It's gnarly. We just went all day yesterday. There's no cleaning, vacuuming, moving stuff. We have a lot more stuff than I even thought. And by we,
it does,
I mean,
accumulate.
Those two girls have a ton of stuff that I had to move yesterday.
Is it a lot of it's got to be just toys and stuff that she's
and clothes that she's outgrown so fast you can't believe it.
It does go quickly,
and it's just sitting there. And anyway, I just did that. But so my check this out.
Okay.
So you know we've been on fire up north for what now, a week and a half?
Yeah,
9 days.
Okay.
Last Sunday night, right?
So I want to say five or six days ago, my buddy, who's a fireman in San Diego, this is Scotty. I don't think you ever met him.
No, but you've told us about him, well, and he was headed up.
He's one of the two guys. So I've had two people live in forts in my house.
Oh.
One was my little brother who lived under my kitchen table.
For quite some time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you lived in Burlingame, right?
Yeah. And Scotty lived in a fort in my house when I lived in Ocean Beach.
Oh,
under the table as
I did
well?
Not know
no,
that.
No, this wasn't in under the table. This was in a corner. He'd built a fort.
Just a little cubicle for himself to sleep
in. So Scotty was a construction dude down when we were growing up in San Diego. And he's one of those cats who went, he saw the writing on the wall. I can't do this forever. And B, this business is going to dry up at some point. So he started going to school while working and became an EMT.
Okay.
Then he became an ambulance driver. Then his first fireman job was here in San Francisco. And he lived in a fort in my living room. He's the guy. He would disappear for days because he's a fireman and that's the shifts they work.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
I was dating a
49er cheerleader.
Oh, that
a girl.
One.
And we were together on my futon. I still owned a futon. This is how poor, I was poor. This is when we first moved here.
Yeah. She was taking you to church.
Oh, you went to
worship.
Church?
No.
Oh.
No, I was.
Not like a dog at the shrine of your love.
I was kissing Australia and the door slams open.
And who was it?
And their face, her legs are facing the door. And there's Vinny.
And then what happened?
He's all, don't worry, Vinny, I'm an EMT. I can help revive her.
Seems like she's in pain.
Let me
he
get
walked
in there.
Right in on
there.
That.
Thanks, Vin.
Step aside.
Of course, the door to my room's open because I hadn't seen him for days. Why would I think to shut that?
Right.
So there was that. Anyway, that's Scotty. So he's now on his way up. He was coming up.
Yeah, I remember
a week and a half ago, and they got diverted to Anaheim. And he just wrote me this morning, and said, "Headed up right now to Santa Rosa to help out. We got diverted to the Anaheim fire last week, but we're on our way." So it looks like him and a crew are headed this way. They're still not done.
Where does he reside now?
San Diego.
Oh, okay.
So they're just coming up. Anybody that can be spared from any various fireplace. Because we were talking about the fire just the other day that was at your house, near your house, about a mile away, and that they got put out quickly.
That sparked up, and I swear I was so scared because I know it's just could get away. It's exactly what happened up north. They can get away, and then it's... But the people, the fire crews in Scotts Valley got on it, and they stomped that out.
But luckily, had a fire crew. Like, it hadn't even really occurred to me. I just figured everybody heads up to the fire, but... There have to be people. It has to be frustrating for those people who have to stay behind too. Like, they're firefighters. They want to get up there and help, but
they must be shifting out. I have to believe, because some of those cats. I mean, what's this fire? It's been almost 2 weeks now, and I got a note yesterday that our face masks, breathing masks, whatever, those arrived. So they were given to the front desk at 11 a.m. yesterday.
So we'll be able to get those down there today.
If anyone's headed up, come by and we'll hand them to you.
Right.
I guess.
Maybe we need to take them around your place. There are evacuations being forced.
In Boulder Creek?
Yeah.
So that's about... It's in the Santa Cruz Mountains, but it's about 20 miles from you.
Oh, it's such a tinderbox, though.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to do my radio show.
It says wildfire forces evacuations in Boulder Creek area of Santa Cruz Mountains. This is breaking news from Channel 2.
Ay, ay, ay.
This one started last night at 11:30.
They say it was a house that caught on fire.
And that's where the whole thing started?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll keep an eye on that. Let me check the Santa Cruz Sentinel. What are they saying?
Las Cumbres. Oh, they switched the graphics. I was hearing this morning, Boulder Creek Elementary School is where people can go. Oh, they're showing it right now. It's evacuation center from the fire.
So Boulder head there Creek if you're in Boulder Creek.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's not funny, but it's interesting because a lot of the shots they're showing are from, like, you know, a person's backyard, and you're looking from your backyard into this raging fire.
And that's, you're looking at that right now in Santa Cruz.
And embers are flying everywhere.
Over the house that they're using.
Oh.
Yeah, we're looking at it right now.
Las Cumbres.
Oh, God.
Community remains.
Get here.
Evacuation because of fire in Santa Cruz. Mountain.
What's the forecast?
Supposedly
Where's
some
the
rain.
Sun today, though.
Rain on Thursday night. I know, we need that's the last I heard. Did we get an update on that?
On the rain?
Yeah.
No.
God, I hate to say it, but that, you know, what is this? What's the new Jared Butler movie? It's like Geostorm,
which the press is not allowed to review.
So it's going to be a terrible movie, but it makes you think, like, it is kind of too bad we can't just send rain to where there's a drought and break up hurricanes and... Yeah.
Make it rain on them hills.
My weather app is not showing the kind of rain that everyone keeps talking about.
No, it's
not there.
It went away. There's no more rain on Thursday.
No, I heard it this morning on my way in that there's...
Which station?
KCBS.
The only news station
other than the Radio
it's
Alice
hopeful.
Report.
It's hopeful.
Well...
Let's be hopeful.
But even Vinny was reporting yesterday. I mean, it's we're not talking about a storm here. We're talking about a little bit of rain. But any amount of rain would help. Just wet the freaking dry tinder.
And this is the first I'm hearing of the Boulder Creek thing. Like, seriously, driving or pulling up and hearing it from you guys is the first I've heard.
Well, I just wondered if we'd hear from you this morning that, you know, because I had no idea how close Boulder Creek was. I heard it on my way in, and, you know, I wasn't going to pull up my map.
I hate to say it, but I've been so insulated from almost everything. I haven't watched TV. I haven't seen the news. It's been, you know what it is.
I do.
Did you make a huge dent yesterday?
Yeah, tell us.
Huge day. Yesterday, I got home and started immediately. Like, I didn't even have a minute to sit. I just got right at it.
How many rooms did you get set up?
I cleared... No. We're clearing the old house. The old house is being... The old house...
Oh, you're still clearing the old
house. No, the old house gets... The final walkthrough is tonight at 7.
Oh, my God.
So I got to have that thing...
Empty.
Clear and clean.
Oh, I thought you guys moved everything on Sunday.
We moved everything that was big.
Right.
But like, I go upstairs and I'm just all, there's still stuff in all the bathroom drawers. There's still stuff in all the girls' closets. There's still, I was like.
Oh my God.
People are wondering if you have a helper.
God.
Do you have a helper?
Do you have a helper?
Well, what I did was I cleared the whole upstairs and got it all downstairs. So that...
Into boxes or just out
just
of the area?
Out of... I just cleared... There wasn't even...
Did you just stand at the top of the stairs hucking
no,
stuff over?
No, I didn't because I can't afford to damage anything. Believe me, there's a breaker in me.
Yeah, I've met him. So it's 15 pairs of your headphones.
Yeah, I can break stuff, but I didn't want that. I just took my time, moved each thing down the stairs to a spot, easy to load.
So you're just loading up your car and driving it
back and
forth?
We have a van we're using. Marty's party's van is being loaned us.
You don't have a helper?
So there was a point yesterday where I went, I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're doing for work, but you need to take a break. We have a ton of curse word still here.
Right.
I'm holding dresses in my hand. This is your
dress.
Curse word.
This is your effing dress.
Get
right.
your ass over here and help me. So everything was cleared, and then I cleaned the whole upstairs. So there I was.
So
toilets. Drawers.
Fun.
You know, like when you go you know when you open a drawer and you realize someone's been who's been clipping their fingernails and putting the clipper back, it just empties in the drawer.
Yeah.
And then once you get all the stuff out, you're like,
it's amazing how gross a drawer is when you've emptied it.
There's 100.
It's like, I need a vacuum.
Clippings
and
here.
And a thing of Windex and a thing of, paper towels. Like each of these drawers is more disgusting than the last.
Right.
Drawers are gross.
You don't want to... You don't want to hire some helpers to help you, huh?
No, I absolutely want to hire someone to help me.
Understand.
No, I do. And it would have been fine if we had had the time or I had known the severity of the situation, I would have done that. I just showed up on the scene.
You were like, oh, there's probably a few things left. I better go get them.
Right. And there was a lot more left than I thought.
God. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Oh, are you going to come over?
I will. If you need me to, I absolutely will.
I appreciate that. But yesterday.
Are you sure you can't use an extra set of hands?
Yesterday was the hairball day, and I powered. Today, I think we're going to make it.
So what is left?
Yeah, what's left?
So the upstairs is
clear,
polished. No, I cleaned it. At 6 o'clock last.
You never
have
to go up those stairs again.
Well, I mean, I'll go up one more time because I'm a kook and I can't walk away from stuff without walking past it five more times.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I triple lock, check a door, drive away, and then turn around and go back. I can't be the only one that does that.
Keep going.
My husband is never sure that he closes the garage. So he constantly, every day, goes back. I'm like, oh my God,
you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to actually, you check, and then you give yourself a little pinch on the hand and, like make a cognizant recognition that you've done the thing you're going to do.
So you know that because why? Because your husband or because of you?
My husband.
All right.
My husband actually does this thing, the doddler. Yeah. He's got to check everything 50 times, and he actually talked to someone about this thing that he has. And they said it's like, I don't know, behavioral psychologist. I'm not sure.
I have a way better idea.
And you have to use a mnemonic device to remind yourself that you did do that. You can give yourself a little slap on the face or give yourself a little pinch on the hand as you're checking the thing so that you're in that moment, you're checking it, and it's in your head that you've done it.
I like
and
then to you say don't things have to turn out around. Loud.
Yeah.
Like, door closed, garage closed, or keys. Got my keys.
Right. But sometimes even that, like, it just becomes, did I say that out loud or didn't I? Was that yesterday or was that today?
My head? Yeah. What's your idea?
I think you should, it's 2017.
Take a picture.
Yeah, no, videotape yourself. Just locking everything. Like,
lock around the house, lock it, right?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Why not?
Check the date on that. Yeah, it's today.
It's 20 minutes ago. I'm all set.
I'm at the stop sign. I can keep going now.
Yep. Right?
You might be right. That might be the move. I mean,
have you ever gone back to the house and not done the thing that you were wondering about? Because you haven't. You've always gotten back to the house and the thing's
no,
locked.
No, I have.
How long ago? Like 5 years ago doesn't
no,
count.
I mean, I can't say that but I'm sure I have. You know what I also have gone back for and gone,
what?
I've left a burner on.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, and gone back because I went, did I? Wait a minute. I made.
That's why I never use my
And I
kitchen.
Turned around and went back, yeah, and there was the burner on the lowest low, yeah. But it was on. And you can't even really see. I mean, I'm sure it would have been fine.
What Hooman just said?
What?
That's why he never uses his kitchen.
Well, I don't blame him.
Oh my God.
I'm
that's
with
not
him.
Why he doesn't use it, you lazy bum.
No, it's the truth. I don't want to leave a burner on low.
I have left curling iron on and I once left it when I was young in my room and it was on the carpet.
Oh my God.
And my dad just happened to go into my room, I think to find the dog or something.
Of course
and found
he
it.
Did.
And John, I have left the hot straight iron on and he has found it.
Can you live your life without a straight iron?
Yes.
All right then. I think you should start.
Why would I?
Because you can live his life without a kitchen. You can live your life without a flat iron.
John's there to unplug it.
Oh my God.
Right. You know, listen, there's certain things that you know about your partner, and so you go in and check and make sure the flat iron's turned off.
Yes. Right. And he asks me practically every day.
Yeah.
Does it drive you crazy?
It's hard remembering things.
No, he's doing it. I mean, yes, we don't want the house burning down, but also the dog.
You do any of this crap, Bryn?
the garage thing all the time.
Oh, you go back?
Yeah, I circle back like probably about two to three times a week. Actually, it's just
and
like,
is it ever up?
No, it's not.
You've always remembered to close it.
Yeah, I don't even circle back. I actually reverse. I'm not even that far away.
Did I do it or not?
I do that too. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's good.
Look, here's the thing. If the bottom line is, part of the reason I'm checking that stuff is because I don't want anyone to take advantage of my family who I'm leaving behind
right,
half the
of course.
Time. So there they are. You know, doo-doo-doo, and I've left full access to some Daryl walking by. Walks on in. What do you guys got that I don't?
Let me just take some of that.
And there I am, the guy that let Daryl in.
Right. Yeah. Welcome to our home. I see that Vinny's left the place open for you.
Whatever you like.
Hey, I have a question about your garage door openers. Why don't you guys have the garage door openers that, like, close, like, on a timer, like the one in my building, where when you just open it and you drive
out. Is that an
option? And it closes 15 seconds later. Huh. Can you guys do that? I don't know.
No.
Well, I don't have a garage, so this is not a concern of mine.
Oh, right. You don't.
Because sometimes you need to go in and out of the garage, or you're taking out the trash.
Yeah, you can put the flipper thing on.
The car.
I don't know. Just a suggestion. I'm sure somebody out there has that.
That isn't a bad idea.
Thank you. Well, that's what our building has.
Or we check the app that says door is ajar.
Oh yeah. You have an app for your garage door?
I do not, but I know they're out there.
Yeah.
They're
well,
coming.
And actually, if you have an alarm, you could have them put a sensor on your garage, and then you'd be, although maybe it would.
We do have the alarm. We have double alarm, actually. Well, there was an alarm there that I, and then we got the Xfinity alarm, and when I called yesterday among my many things. It was like, hey, this alarm, you know, you can come get it. I've got, you know, an Xfinity, and they go, oh, they bought that. You own it.
Oh.
That's yours. I mean, we'll come get it, but we're going to tear out an alarm that's yours. And I was all, I bought it. So now we got double the alarm.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you
why don't
know
you
what?
Pay extra.
It's all good.
You know, pit the two companies
good
against
luck,
each other.
Good luck, Daryl. No, I'm kidding. Don't.
No.
I'm not trying to.
Invited.
You know what's going to be great, Vinny? This weekend when you're all moved in.
It's going to be done. I swear
have
I'll be done.
Have your first little barbecue. You
have a grill for I'm not there? Worried about that. I'll just, you know, we'll have.
Kid will be running around in the backyard. I'm most excited about your backyard.
Me too.
Yeah. That's great.
It is pretty great.
Don't immediately get a dog. Just give it a while. Give it a minute.
Don't worry.
I have one final question.
We don't have time for
any
more questions.
Tons of time.
It's 6:04.
So what?
KLLC. KLL. What is this?
He doesn't know.
HD1 San Francisco.
Don't
legal.
Help him.
20
don't
years.
Be
and
a
he
helper.
Still don't got it.
Hey, how did you sleep last night?
I slept okay last night. I actually was up really early again. There's just too much going on.
You're wearing yourself out during the day, falling asleep
yesterday,
early and getting up.
Our neighbor comes over.
Which, the new one?
The new one. Our new neighbor comes, I'd met this neighbor multiple times. I was so tired at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock when the neighbor knocked on the door. She goes, "Hey, we just brought a pie to welcome, you know." And I'm all, "Hey, nice. Well, all right, nice to meet you." And she goes, "We've met. I live right across the street. What are you talking about?" And I'm all, "I don't know. You just said welcome to the neighborhood, but I've seen you. If I've seen." Anyway,
I'm done talking for the day.
Just close the door.
Yeah. Thanks for the pie.
Closes just the door.
Like, oh. He rips up the pie, throws it in her face.
Oh, hysterical. Okay.
It is. Oh, I agree.
Oh, God. You're.
Come on, Adele. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. That makes it legal. See you in a sec.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.